And something that children would play on. You'd have a board that'd go up and down like this.
Seahorse.
Okay. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing what?
Riding a seahorse, that's all I could see.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see it? People take a board and fix it in the middle and it spin around and around?
Yeah, I've seen that. Kids do a lot of that, but call them, I used to call them, been so long. But a merry-go-round, what kids would call it along and then would go round and round, that's called themselves making a merry-go-round out of it.
What about tying a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it and you make a...
Put a seat on it?
Uh-huh. What would you make? Hang it. You tie a rope to a tree?
Swing.
Uh-huh.
A swing. A swing and come and swing, what we call them.
Mm-hmm. And something you could use for moving bricks or something heavy like that in. It has a wheel in front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And if something was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
Oil it.
Or like a wagon wheel that's squeaking.
Oil it, I'll grease it.
Uh-huh. You say, yesterday he wet his car, if he did that.
Yesterday done which?
If his car was squeaking or something, you say, yesterday he...
Oil it.
Or...
I'll grease it.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Dirty, greasy.
Okay. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah. I've seen that. Put a piece of rag and stuff it up in a bottle and put your kerosene in there first and then stick that rag down that bottle where it'll stay in that kerosene and you light it to the top and it'll burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What do they call that?
Bottle lamp.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a big old pickle stick and just put a piece of big rag around it, a croaker sack or any kind of thing, a whole wall tight around and wire good, and stick it in gas or kerosene and light it. It'll light up everything around. That's a flambeau. Got a great big light.
When do people use a great big light like that?
And so I used to use them fishing out in the water, and I used to use them in the woods, but you don't allow them to use them flambeaux and nothing. Because it's against the law to use them lights, but people use them now in the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You take them and light them up, and they're out there on the water fishing. They scare fish and blind fish, and they run and jump and run and go into your net. They never cut it out on the water, but they cut out in the woods because people used to use the blind game with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow them to use it, but that's a flambeau. That's what you use with a flambeau.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Inner tube.
Uh-huh. Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here, what, your clothes, here.
What you mean by that? To see your clothes, you put your clothes on and bath and bed and put your clothes on.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say.
Would you tell them, here's your clothes or here are your clothes?
Here are your clothes. Here, well, I must say now that's a little more proper now, but you only say a long time and say, here are your clothes, put these clothes on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would tell him, you don't need to be scared,
I won't hurt you.
Uh-huh. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
It was someone else.
Okay. But it... What, me? It
wasn't me.